crap. Okay.
Omar.
I'm Omar.
You is Omar.
What about?
You is Omar.
I is Omar the thief.
Tonight, I do not care about grammar. Let Miss hear that. I do not care.
Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 17, Dungeon World, Season 2, Episode 2.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
Well, we're back in the saddle again with Dungeon World. Now that we know what everybody's been doing over the course of the last year and have met the new players that have entered the stage, let's see what happens when we add them all back to the lovely town of Steinstein and Shake. Enjoy the show.
We've got enough to get started then. So why don't we start with let's start with you guys entering town. Okay. So you're coming into town. Are you coming in from the are you coming in the mine gate, or are you coming in the main gate on this side of the river?
I think gathering intelligence on the way in, we discerned that the best inn to stay at was the Frozen Flame Inn.
Oh, it's the only inn. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as opposed to staying in the Troll Camp.
Right, right. You could have stayed at the Troll Camp, or you know.
But we've definitely
there are still tents from the Tent City left, although very few people live in them now. But it's an option for those who do not want to spend time in the longhouses or have the money to stay at the inn.
So So I would definitely
all the named buildings in this town are named after me.
Yeah, the Frozen Druid Inn. There's a lot of stuff with your name on it. Yeah.
Those are, like, you had said that you're half trolling away. That's not actually really apparent at first. Would we
people
have noticed?
Have to study, right. You know.
Would we have noticed?
I mean, there's something odd about the way he's built. All right, like,
my gate,
like,
and my build are slightly
different. Like, casters
different.
Notice that he smells terrible. The guy doesn't know that he smells terrible, but
you apparently smell terrible. That's now a thing.
Well, you know, like, years in the wild.
Is it something that could pass for, like, oh, he was sick as a child or something like that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He is not, it's not like, he's not going to walk into town and they're going to be torches and pitchforks. Burn the thing!
I'm not Shrek.
Right, like elephantitis.
You don't have
do we need to
ways.
Share our bonds before?
If you have any bonds that you need to share, you might want
to
do that
change
now.
Bonds.
Good call, thank you. Yeah, or change some bonds.
Because Galagir is not here anymore.
I did share one of my bonds. He is feeble. I will toughen him up.
Yes, yes, Galadir, so far as you know, is dead.
I don't know you two. I don't
right.
Know.
Let's see.
Oh, we know each other.
I have also spilled blood with Cypress before.
You have spilled blood with Cypress before?
I have.
You got one of these?
Do tell.
It was,
according to my...
It was a long time ago before I started my...
What's that? Just tasted my blood.
Update of troll culture.
Bullish.
I was actually for a brief time bodyguard.
I haven't really met
in Cypress's thieves guild.
You just wandered in from the woods one night. And
I was that guy in the red shirt, but I made it out because man, am I tough!
Awesome.
I am Scotty.
Yeah, I had a bond.
I wear a red shirt. And
okay, guys, one at a time.
I don't know.
So anyway, yes, I have still blood.
He's dead.
All right, so starting over here, bonds that we need to talk about.
I had kind of a crazy night with Omar.
What?
Yeah.
He has tasted my blood, and I have tasted his. We are now bound by this.
Oh, really?
How old is the first time he's tasted a druid?
I think we need to hear more about that.
Yeah, that's not the first time he's tasted the druid's blood before.
What is with
he
you
is
and
drawn to druids?
They got something that just tickles the right spot.
Once you go druid, you never go back.
No. It might be a stick. I can't remember. What was that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I shoved you in my ass.
Wow.
He turned himself into a walkie stick so I could sneak him in somewhere, and he's smarting off, so I just stuck it down my pants.
So,
Yeah, that happened.
All right, so Omar, Rose, was this post-disaster when she was out in the woods? Omar went out and found her. Did you come into town and attempt to sample some of the wares at the Den of Iniquity, perhaps? And
yeah, I just kind of wandered in. I was hanging out in my forest, and I saw a light down the lane. And I just...
Just came waltzing into.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh, fellow halfling. Oh, I'm obliged.
Oh, that's
to.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You are halfling yep. too. So, yes. Oh yeah, that's
I'm
perfect.
Obliged to, you know. It,
oh my,
our society.
So you shared a night and it got intense, shall we say?
No, it wasn't intense. It was in the den.
I see what he did there.
My personal den.
Just like Aziz is chilling in the ice.
So, where did that leave you to after that night? Was it sort of a one and done? This may be one sided too. As far as you're concerned, where is this at?
We are bound according to this. So
right,
so
she thinks they're married.
Right. Right. So
I'll call you.
Well, there was a blood.
Well, that's not going to get awkward at all.
I guess. Do I know the bond exists? I suppose I would because
you get a little inkling that there's something going on. You can like feel.
My head, woman. Right, you can't. Right, usually you just shake these broads, but this one
she's hanging around.
Yeah, the berries get, in
it's
her
kind
head.
Of like yeah. another druid you knew.
Can't get her out of your noggin for some.
Yeah, because I had a similar bond with Aziz, so I. Oh yeah. You're in for it now. People who druid bond with me end up frozen in ice and become gods. So. I hope you're in for the ride of your life, and not just the ride in the den either. The den.
Several rides in her
thing.
Life.
That's a place.
Now. Okay. You have any other bonds that we need to hear about?
We swore to protect Kron.
Right.
Worry about Rose's ability to survive in a dungeon.
That seems valid.
Yeah.
And Kron is soft, and he'll make him hard like me.
Of course. Omar, anything new happen in your bondy neck of the woods?
Well, most of my bonds were either fulfilled or... Oh, sorry, Doug. Or they died.
Right.
So the only working bond I have right now is Hadrian knows incriminating details about me.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hadrian.
Hadrian was there for the whole... Yeah.
He saw you turn it up to 11.
Yeah, he saw you turn it up to 11. He knows that you're probably the one responsible.
In fact, because Ninja got out, was Hadrian the only one left alive that was there when that happened?
Aziz is dead.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
As far as we know. I think so, we're the only
but
two
I,
left.
I know what's going on. I mean,
Right, you'll remember once you come back. He's saying, like, in the intervening year.
Yeah, Omar.
True. There was also a cleric.
A scorn.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wesley, that left with
Wesley.
You.
Yeah.
But apparently he's keeping mum. In fact, Wesley has been spotted in the church.
A good place for him.
Because we like to keep these people in town.
You gotta come on. I got
He heard the bag, right? I basically turn them into NPCs when they're not around.
Okay, yeah.
So
that's all I got for bonds.
Okay. Hadrian, anything new in your bondy neck of the woods?
Well, Galadir's misguided behavior endangered his very soul. I thought I could save him, but now he's dead, as far as I know. Omar.
Yeah.
He's stupid. He shouldn't have turned the machine up, but it's not his fault. And he has stood by me in battle, and I trust him completely.
Oh, my.
Absolutely.
Still, after all of this.
Everybody makes mistakes, and I can be forgiving of mistakes.
You can.
I can't tolerate evil.
Right.
But Omar, in my estimation, is not evil, and I haven't really conferred with my deity to prove it one way or the other.
It doesn't matter, because I have flexible morals. When someone tries to detect my alignment, I can tell them any alignment I like. So, yeah, I'm a good guy.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you'll ever know.
Yep.
You could kill me in a heartbeat.
And I respect the beliefs of Wesley.
Yeah.
But I hope that someday he will see the true path to the Zuthina.
All right. Fair enough.
That's all I got.
All right. Popsicle, what's up?
Galadir was somehow related to my death. I sense that Omar may soon join the ranks of the dead.
What?
Yes! Someone on the other side of the black gate is waiting for Galadir. And I'm going to put him there.
Someone on the other side is waiting for Galadir. I like it. Jeez. I like it a lot. Mm. All right.
Such vitriol toward Galadir.
I can't imagine. The best part is that I don't even know if he's going to show up during this season.
He's dead, and we're still banging on him.
Galadir was...
I might have to get punted to season three. We'll see.
I think Russ's first character.
I thought I killed him.
A very evil.
And then he almost killed
him. Oh, he said his name. He said his name.
Of course.
Or attacked by wolves.
I told you my
bond. I'll have a lot of it.
I told you my bond.
You've got all of yours covered? All right. Cypress.
That's a whole other thing. Until of recently, Omar has my back when things go wrong.
Now you're hiding.
I assume. But I have to hide out to...
That bond may be resolved in a very negative manner very soon.
All right. Also, I killed someone caster new.
Ooh.
He being a warrior type, just like me, we have a bit of a past.
Ooh. I would say more likely you assassinated somebody that Caster knew. Yeah. Caster, who has died in your past that you...
Who hasn't?
You mourn their loss, though. It was a shameful death. Stabbed in the back. Didn't even have a chance to raise his weapon. Absolutely shameful way to go. What was that guy's name that happened to? Who was that guy?
With a random name generator.
Yep.
Go.
Felix.
Is that what you there said? Felix. We'll go with Felix.
Felix,
a childhood friend. Felix.
Felix Goodarm.
There you go.
He was a hell of a dart player.
Won you much money.
Okay.
Now you're resorting to working with
Felix Goodarm. Was killed by Cypress.
Cypress, an old friend of yours. I came up with.
This whole place is full of your. You name everything.
I got it. I'm good at coming up with names.
You are.
Most of the time.
Yeah. And then there's Steinstein. And then there's my piece de resistance. That is Steinstein.
My Eiffel Tower.
All right. So.
I didn't name all my bonds.
Oh, you still have one?
Yeah, sorry. It's a great distracted. The spirit spoke to me of the great danger that follows Caster. It's kind of a.
The spirit spoke of a great danger that follows Caster. Yes.
Follows.
Yes, there's something in his wake.
Yes, and then also, I have showed Kron a secret rite of the land.
Really? Well.
You're just showing that rite to everyone. So
you're going to have some kind of special
for him, too.
All right, so hold on. I gotta work that into this. Okay, so you guys, you three, come into town, and you're looking to get lodging at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you head on in there. It's pretty busy with the various people constantly coming into town to, well, I should say there's not nearly as many people coming to pilgrimage to the city anymore, and those people that do sort of, they end up having to, like, sneak into town and try to make a beeline for the compound, because obviously the Zithinians aren't a big fan of letting them get reinforcements.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of been cut down quite a bit, but what with the brewing war and everything... things have been looking up a little bit, so there's actually quite a few people staying at the inn. Behind the bar is a large, bushy man. No, Draken.
Oh.
Hawk's sleeping. So,
I saddle up to the bar.
Yep.
I feel a sudden kinship. I think I might need a room for the night. Are there any available?
Absolutely, son. How are you paying for it is the real question.
I detach a little pouch from my hip and clink it down on the table.
That'll do. That'll do.
Not the whole thing, though.
Right.
There, die.
Oh, my. I've heard of that. Said some of those were off to the west. west.
Yeah, right.
It's upside down. Hold on, I gotta think. I heard they found some of those out west, but nobody ever got them back. But the trolls took them all.
I have my sources.
Well, you best keep that to yourself there, son, if you want to keep on to holding on to him.
I'll certainly try and be tight-lipped.
He gives you a key.
Only one room?
That's all he asked for.
That's all we need. I sleep on the floor. It keeps me tough.
You troll under the bed?
Yeah, I do.
You can turn into a mink and curl up at the bottom of the bed.
That's true, yeah.
What are you worried about?
I'm going to be my bear.
The spider can make a web in the corner.
Gross. Oh,
or a bat hang from a chandelier.
Moderately disturbing. Great. Okay, so as you arrive to town, what's your first order of business?
Since I don't know exactly where this guy is.
Right, you just know he's somewhere in town?
Yep.
Okay.
So I get my room, and I'm going to start asking questions. Where do I find the man with the shiny...
So you're asking around, like, in the common room at the inn?
Mm-hmm.
So, as you're talking, there's a guy, he's got the mark of a Zathinian officer on him.
Hmm.
Actually, no.
Yeah, that's what
Hadrian.
I thought.
Hadrian, you're eating lunch over at the Frozen Druid Inn. Because
best mutton in town.
Right. The food at the church is...
Church food. It's all a casserole.
Yeah. or hand sandwich.
Yeah. So you're eating over there when this tall drink of water comes stumbling in with his entourage.
Smell that?
You know what? You smelled that smell before.
Ooh, it's, you're stuck
it,
in it.
It suddenly reminds you of that night. That first glorious night back under the stars. After a long time underground.
Are we doing PvP now?
Player 2
after the game.
So am I being paid to hang out with you this entire time, or just escorting you to the city? Because I was a little... I don't remember signing a contract anymore.
Every week that you stay with me, you receive payment. All right. It is really up to you.
And at this point, you have told us what you're doing in the city, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
When I recruited, I was like, we're going after this thing.
All right.
There will be riches.
And so right now you're kind of trying to find a starting spot to...
Well, I want to figure out where this guy is.
I'm going to run over and see what's going on over at the blacksmith. I've heard good things about the blacksmith here in town, so...
Ooh, excellent, excellent.
I think I'm going to kind of wander off. I'll be back in a little bit.
All right, if you say so. Have fun.
All right, so...
Excuse me, can I have a word with you? I can't help but notice that I just somehow suspect that you may have been near a troll camp recently, but you don't look like a troll.
Could just be the many weeks on the road.
So,
hey, Hadrian. You want to read a person? Is that a thing? Oh, no, sorry.
Is that a thing?
Sorry. Okay. Apocalypse World has a move called read a person. And it definitely felt like he was doing that, but that would be a, what's it called here? Discern realities.
Yeah.
And are you trying to discern realities right now, maybe?
No.
No.
No. Because I don't want to go PvP quite yet. Sorry about that.
Discern realities, you just get to ask questions. That's not your, not, I didn't say pray and see if he's evil.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
But you definitely seem to be studying him.
I'm just wondering what, you know.
So if you check the basic here. If you check the basic moves sheet. So for those of you who are new to the game, the basic moves, the best way you can play this game is keep all of your stuff narrative. Just tell me what you're doing and we'll tell you what moves come into play. Okay. But most of them can be covered by this. Occasionally you'll do something that is particular to you and you'll have
this
to let me know about
combat
that.
Combat oriented. Yeah. This is more getting around and
So let's do some discern and reality.
Yeah, the way you were furrowing the brows there definitely seemed like you were attempting to discern some realities about what's going on with him.
Nine.
Hmm.
So
is that plus wisdom?
So 10.
That's 10.
Sweet.
Boo.
I get
So
you get three questions.
Gorp. Ah, grop. See, but discerning realities, I only get the questions that are there, and I don't.
True.
That's not the information I'm really looking for.
Well, correction. I believe I only have to provide you with 100% truthful answers to those questions. I believe you can ask any questions you want, but the answers then become up to me whether or not I even answer them if you choose to deviate from that script. But if you ask those questions, I have to answer and I have to tell you the truth. That's the trick.
Alrighty. I guess what I'm looking for is what you doing in town?
I am here to retrieve a relic that was taken from my clan.
Really? What religion do you follow?
I wouldn't say there's necessarily a religion.
It's just important nature, to your tribe.
Yes, our clan had this.
So, where is this relic at?
Yes.
I've tracked it here to town, but I'm not sure. I'm just looking for it at this point. Have you happened to see a man with a diamond-encrusted suit of armor?
Dum, dum, dum!
What do you want with him?
The diamond-encrusted suit of armor. It belongs to my clan, and thus to me.
And he stole it.
And I will be taking it back.
I think our purposes may align. Oh,
that would be wonderful. It's always good to have allies.
I think I can help you locate it.
I think that were you to help me locate such an object, there might be something, at very least monetarily, in it for you.
Not concerned about money.
Did we just become best friends? Do you want to go do karate in the garage? All right, and with that, we cut to Aziz's Den of Iniquity.
Oh, before featuring we do that, all right. I didn't actually go to the blacksmith. I was going to find someone who might want to buy a diamond-studded suit of armor.
For sale. That's some happy dancing. Okay.
That is scary when the game master dances like that.
Shit. Oh, God, I love you guys.
We stumbled on something.
Okay, so where would you go to find somebody wanting to buy that suit of armor on the slot?
It's Cash's first time in the city.
Max Ninja.
But even he has heard of
Okay.
So doesn't know exactly where it's at. What are you gonna wander around
when this is all get right, to there?
Sounds theory, fair.
Then it's the whole number. When it says dex.
Alright, so back. Cutting to the Den of Iniquity. Omar, what's a normal day look like for Omar the Guildmaster?
Well, it starts out kind of early in the morning. I like to make sure that
yeah.
Radishes.
Yep.
I'm gonna make sure that all the there's nothing too crazy going on in the Den, that there isn't any sort of unnecessary unhandedness going on.
Right.
I'm not losing any money.
Well, that's the important thing, right?
Yep. What was that?
Or somebody hiding in your Den?
Yeah. Well, you know. I go around and ask certain people in my and in the employment of the Den to give me kind of the report on the comings and goings of people in and out of the Den.
What are the main sources of income for your Den? Are you guys big back into gambling, prostitution, performances? What are you guys up for?
You see, I was looking at this, but I can't really delve into this quite yet until next.
Well, you could certainly start setting those things up. I mean, right. Like, you can't actually use the move yet, but you certainly should fictionally begin working those things.
Okay.
So,
with all the soldiers around and craziness like that, prostitution is definitely in on it.
Yep.
Also going to move into some theft, obviously, because that's kind of my bread and butter.
Right.
that's
the specialty.
I'm not gonna go gambling this time.
We're staying away from the game.
Nothing good.
Omar does not like leaving things to chance anymore for some reason.
No, that
luck perhaps bit him in the ass once.
It did.
Once before.
It did.
I'm not to the tune of one town.
it almost cost me. Yeah, and I had a grip on this town.
You did. You could have been the head honcho in a well developed thieves guild
in a well-developed city.
I got greedy and I learned my lesson.
Yep.
Yep. 11's a bad number.
One flip of the switch and it's all gone.
Bad deal.
It was pretty awesome.
It was.
I was so giddy when he flipped
Did this
that
actually
switch.
Have a dial that went to 11?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a choice.
It was my choice. It was destroy it or crank it to 11, I believe it was.
Yep. He had the option. Well, he turned it on.
Yep.
And he turned it on. And then there was another thing that he could do where he could either shut it off or turn it to 11. He's like, let's turn it to 11.
Yeah. Seemed like a good thing to do.
We done did it. Oh, we done did it. Hey, you still have your luck, though, right?
From the machine?
Yeah, you're still holding, as I recall, at the end of the game, you were still holding.
Yeah, there was like three of them, wasn't there?
I think it was like, yeah, two or three luck. Yeah. Still holding that you can spend on rolls going forward. Did you write it down? Or?
That's what this must be.
That's what this chicken scratch at the bottom of the screen I couldn't figure out.
Yeah, right underneath the erased gold bar.
We can listen to the audio from the end of episode 6
double check that.
Double check how many you have. But yeah, you still have your lingering luck. You are the luckiest man in town right now, guaranteed.
Prostitution, theft, and spying.
Spying, yes. Ooh.
Because with all of the military maneuvers going around, I'm going to make sure the soldiers are laid, and I know what their commanders are thinking.
Yes, you have been instrumental in the war efforts.
But nobody knows.
Nobody knows the shit Omar sees.
All right, so, Cyprus, what's your plan? What the hell are you thinking? Why are you sneaking around in Omar's place?
Well, currently, it's been a year, and I didn't really know what happened, what caused the town to go to shit.
So, popular rumor has it. So, you know you went down there with Omar and the others. And you know that you have heard that there was this crazy wizard. And he set the Thieves Guild on fire. Like, well, a bunch of patrons saw this happen. Like this guy just all of a sudden, like, the guards started coming, and this guy started, like, throwing fire everywhere. The building burnt down.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah, and then happened. Not long after that happened, the rain of flaming rocks from the sky. So everybody presumed that this guy had just absolutely snapped and used his magical powers to just call down the universe.
That's right, because I've been telling everybody that it was Galaxy. That's right, I remember that now.
Yes, Omar is not taking the dive for this.
Ooh, the dead can't contradict you.
No. At least that's how they come back. If they do.
Yeah, Gallagher has not shown up to defend his good name. Not that he had a good name to defend, but, you know. So what is your thought process? As far as you're concerned, or as far as the town seems to think, this whole thing was caused by a wizard named Galadir. Did you meet the wizard? I don't think so.
No.
Because you were sneaking in with... Right. You and him...
And Aziz.
And Aziz.
And we walked right in the front door.
Huh? Right,
and
right.
We walked just
right. Right, when he joined up with Omar, Omar was separated from you guys, and you guys never reconnected until after he was gone, so... Yeah. Alright,
my wisdom tells me that Omar could be a little shifty, but my conscience doesn't want to believe that he could be entirely a bad guy, so I'm just kind of checking him, studying him, and trying to get a...
Friggin' bad by Thieves Guild standards, like honor among thieves kind of bad, like... Are you afraid he's, like, betraying the guild? I mean, like, obviously he's killing people and taking their money. But, like, that's not bad. That's what I do. I mean, that's par for the course, right?
You cannot tell a cockroach not to cock.
Yeah, I guess
I mean, you're not exactly a saint yourself.
No.
I mean, last time I checked, you killed his buddy. I mean...
Yeah, I'm just...
For some
hogs.
Whoa. Oh,
that's
I can't
low.
Believe we
that
gave
is pretty low.
Hogs.
Freaking ninjas.
Alright, so no, I'm just scoping out the town, getting a feel for everything, trying to study the movements, and hopefully trying to get him alone so I could talk to him a little bit.
Okay, so your goal is to try and get Omar alone. So you can talk at him. Okay.
First time that happens, somebody tried to get me alone, this crazy forest lady shows up in my den, and oh my god.
I think I call that cornering the
cornering
guy.
That's stalking.
Getting them alone to have a one-up, that's called cornering.
Yeah.
I got cornered. Alright, so...
Also, I, as I was roaming the town, I got word of this guy trying to sell some armor. This diamond-encrusted thing.
And well, I'm not running around telling every person I see that, oh, I want to steal ninja, some armor!
He's a ninja. Diamond armor here!
Yeah. So, I don't want to say that I realize it's Caster, but I start to assume...
Well, it's entirely possible that he may have run into you. You certainly can have that look of the shady side of town on about you, and Caster may have figured that you were the kind of person that might need to be approached about such a thing. So let's just go ahead and go with that. I think that sounds perfectly reasonable that you were skulking in an alley somewhere, and Caster saw you and said, you know, that guy looks like the kind of guy I should approach about trying to sell some armor.
As he's got his hood one down.
Yeah. So,
he's like testing his knife out on his thumb. Hey, you want to buy some armor?
So,
look like you could use some armor.
Yeah. Okay, so how do you think you can get Omar alone? What's the plan?
Well, if he makes really good eyes.
My plan is to kind of...
I mean, you could just like...
Better be a damn good plan.
You could just like break into his office and be waiting for him the next time he goes back there. I assume he has a private office.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, so what I'm planning on doing is I'm planning on kind of waiting in the shadows of his office.
Well, this can't go badly.
just as he enters...
Naked.
So... No. No.
No.
No. Gotta edit that one out.
We'll have a ninja bonding.
Oh. Okay, so...
cornered.
First of all, I think you need to make me a dex-based defy danger to break into his office without being seen.
Oh,
dex-based, all right. Yeah, I got it.
You're trying to get on my good side. This is a great way to start.
Oh, that's six.
Ouch.
Alarms go off. Go ahead and mark your XP.
He gets two, though, right? Huh? Dex-based?
Yeah, plus
one,
two,
three, four, so five, six.
Yeah, that's a six.
Oh, I saw the four there. Yeah, no,
that four's on a D8. He doesn't get to roll a D8.
Never mind, didn't say nothing.
Okay, so, yeah, so you're attempting to pick the lock to bust into Omar's office. When... All right, now I need to get into practice of, you know, screwing people over in creative and entertaining ways.
What you doing there, boy?
One bad roll, I guess.
You
get.
In a gimp suit.
Didn't you recognize him?
That is something I want to kind of address. Would I recognize this guy that killed my friend?
Oh, hell no. All right. No, you never saw him. All you know, that guy killed your friend and was gone in a heartbeat.
Didn't see him?
No one ever saw him. I mean, your friend was dead before he could even draw his sword.
It's like a ninja or something.
It was like a ninja.
Also, would I know that he is related to the guy that I killed?
Not a clue.
So I'm just being paid to kill a guy. I don't ask any questions.
Hell no.
That's kind of the thing.
That's why you're an ninja.
Why would you ask questions? That's not what they're paying you for.
That's true.
I would have hired an investigator if I wanted questions asked. I just want this guy dead.
I'd hire a paladin.
So, all right. So as you pick the lock. Holy crap. And your phone goes off. Damn it. I thought I had it on silent. So... you pick the lock. You slip inside Omar's office. It's dark inside. You shut the door carefully behind you. As you hear the door click back shut, you hear Omar's voice behind you in the darkness say,
"About time you got here."
Hello, Omar.
Cypress.
Looks like you've made a pretty decent life in this city.
Well, you should know if you enjoyed your stay this past month at my fine den of iniquity.
Well, I have a few complaints.
Well, good. Take them up with management.
I'll do that.
So what do you want?
I needed to talk to you about a few things.
Smash cut. The icicle. You see a drip of water run down the side. Smash back.
That doesn't fire away.
Town went to shit. You know anything about that?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
You remember Galadir, the most evilest wizard ever to roam these streets?
I do.
It's all his fault.
Lying bastard.
I'm going to need a charisma-based to fight danger to pull that lie off. Take a plus one on it, because you've made that lie a lot over the past year.
So that gives me a total of plus three on this.
Yes.
I'm going to weave an intricate tale of how Aziz and I tried our best to keep Galadir from turning the engine up to 11, because we knew that it was a bad deal, and you don't ever, ever, ever mess with Lady Luck.
Quick clarifying question. Do you know Hadrian is back in town?
That's what I was getting to when I was talking about my daily business running the guild.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have people that go around town and watch the comings and goings.
Right.
Because that's part of the spy game.
Right, so you totally know he's back in town.
I think there's better neighbor chance that I would.
Perfectly reasonable, just asking. Right.
And just so you know, I know you're in town, too.
All good. So, yes, this elaborate tale about how Galadir got greedy, turned the engine up, we had no choice but to destroy it, much to my chagrin.
And, is this a parlay?
No, he's making a charisma based defy danger.
Oh, and because he's lying his ass off.
And as we wrested the powers of the machine away from Galadir in his jealous rage, he called down death from the sky, destroying the city.
Sounds reasonable.
That is a 13.
Yep.
Hook, line, and sinker. Is that how you tell your lies?
Hey, Drew, come again.
Yeah, he is absolutely trustworthy.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's not normal that you would expect such truth from Omar, but I mean, you can see that this whole incident really, really cut him deep.
So I obviously see he buys it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you still up on your ninja skills? You haven't gotten rusty, have you?
No, I've kept up the training this past year.
Well, I have need of someone with your skills, I think, that we could make you a real good fit in Aziz's Den of Iniquity security forces.
Screw security.
The ties start.
You know, it's just a title. It's really just kind of going around earning us money and making sure the people that we need dead die.
Oh, Omar, you're always so foolish.
Foolish? What are you talking about? Money talks, son. I'm going to throw him a bag of 10 gold coins.
Alrighty. Money. Landing on ya.
Advance on your first job.
Alright, I accept.
I knew it.
Cut. You think you could do it. You think you could break it. Right now.
I'm looking forward to this.
If you want to. You also realize, in a moment of thought, that you don't have to break it. Did you read your powers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to walk out, though.
Okay.
So I got to roll to change?
I don't think so. It doesn't say you have to roll, does it? You just say you do it.
1 foot in the grave. Spirit in this world, yeah. I don't have to roll. I'm just going to walk out.
So maybe this is just the first time you realize. Perhaps it was something about the ice. I mean, the ice was magical. But now that the ice has begun to melt, its magic has faded. Shut up, dog! You're really hard on recordings. It's terrible trying to remove your voice from the recording.
Even worse than mine.
And everybody keeps talking right over you, but then I can't erase it. We'll lose good stuff then, so we just have to keep the dog barky. So, but as the magical nature of the ice has faded, it's been like glitching out, like the power slowly fading, like brownouts. And now, the magic is gone. And with the magic gone, you now know that all you need to do is decide you want to walk out of here. And you totally can.
I will.
And you do. So you fade slightly from this material world and walk out of the ice cube.
What time of day is it?
It is freaking noon, because of course it was the alignment of the sun that brought about this cosmic change. And as you come walking out into the sunlight, around you, oh Jesus, Okay, hold on.
Jesus is there.
Wow. Nope. Jesus!
Were you there?
So around your glacier, there are five guys wearing the... What color is the ceremonial garb of the Frozen Flame?
Ice
red, blue. Red and blue, obviously. Mm-hmm. Red and blue, contrasting. So these guys are wearing like red and blue tabards and carrying ceremonial swords. And they appeared to have been... like they were like praying... like they were like prostrate on the ground praying to the idol as you come stepping out. So they haven't noticed you yet. There's a few people sort of like around the outside edge of there. There's some people up on the walls. There's like a wall around your glacier. And on the wall there are like people standing up there with bows and crossbows and things. That they're manning the walls. And there is a compound over to your left. Fairly decent-sized building where there seems to be a lot of traffic in and out of. But at the moment, in your sort of translucent haziness, no one seems to be aware of you just yet. What are you going to do?
I'm going to speak.
You're going to speak. And what do you say? You're remaining 1 foot in the grave as you do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arise, my minions.
Oh, this town we built.
Oh, boy. All right. So at that, the guys that are around, the two that are nearest you, like, suddenly look up, and they, like... like, they start to absolutely freak out.
Puddles form around their knees.
Because they're like looking at you, and then they're looking like in like where they're used to seeing the shadow of the man, and they're noticing that there's no shadow of a man in there anymore, and then there's you, and then
dots connecting.
Okay, the one guy just gets up and screams and goes running for the building. The other guy says, "Command me, Lord." What's his name? That guy that just said, "Command me, Lord."
Doug.
Minion. That's all I'm going to start calling them. They don't have names to me. They're just minions.
But for the sake of it.
What was his name before he began serving?
Janusz.
Doug Little Pants.
Doug.
We'll stick with Doug. Ghostbusters here. Come on, man. Janusz.
What is your will?
Take me to your high priest.
Of course!
I turn you into Quail Man.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yes, of course! Chrysothal will be happy to see you! At that, the doors to the compound burst open. And a man in shining diamond armor appears.
Oh, boy.
And he just looks at you.
I say kneel.
Parlay.
My name is Christopher, not Neil.
That's plus charisma.
You've got that all wrong.
And I got that shit down.
Yeah, you do.
10.
No, that's
no, 9, sorry.
9 on a parlay. What's it say?
It says, when you have leverage on a GM and manipulate them, roll plus charisma. Leverage is something they need or want. On a hit, they ask you something, and do it if you make them promise first. On a 7 to 9, they need some concrete assurance of your promise right now.
Right. So he keeps walking towards you. And as he does, like most of the other people that are down below, not the people on the walls, but the people down below have begun filing in, and they're all heading into the building. And he just comes walking over and says, "Why should I kneel to you?"
Oh. I show him the ice with one hand, and then take my staff and pass it through his head, not harming him. And then I become
out of their come back to real body, and okay. then swipe him back against the head.
Roll hack and slash.
Give him the 1-2 with just the two.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it clangs against his diamond armor.
1 plus what?
I don't know. 1 plus nothing.
Okay, yeah.
Now, it clangs to no effect against his diamond armor except to dunk him on the head, and he eyes you with eyes that
blaze. I become ethereal again.
Not so fast. Damn it! You don't get to just switch back and forth quite that quickly, sir.
Why not?
Oh, so he can switch back and forth?
Maybe. Yeah, he can.
God damn it.
It does take effort to do so.
Good.
I just
hold my sword. Onions, puppy.
So he says, then let me show you my trick. And he draws his giant blade and begins to pass it through your head. What do you do?
I duck.
Dex-based defy danger, then.
I duck.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah, you did. That's a crit fail. So...
All that time in the ice.
A little rusty.
A little headless.
They don't call us stiff for nothing. I'm a revenant.
So go ahead and roll yourself 2d10 plus 2 damage.
Oh, man. That's gonna suck ass. Because that could just about kill me. Okay,
nope,
so...
it won't.
All right, so that one's yours.
Yep,
so
8.
All right, 8. That hurt.
Yep. So you attempt to dodge out of the way, but the sword that he's wielding... Like, you realize as it comes slicing across that this sword has power to it. You recognize this power. This sword was forged from the metal that was recovered from the machine.
Oh.
And it bites. And as you were dodging, you were kind of trying to turn yourself ethereal. And even though you were ethereal, it still slashed your cheek. And you feel your ghostly blood begin to flow.
Because magic can affect me.
And he stands there, and at this point, all of the followers have secluded themselves, and you notice all the people on the walls are conspicuously not looking at what's happening. And he looks at you and says, "I much preferred my god when he remained silent. Be gone, and I will let you live."
So be it. I become Ethereal and walk through the wall.
Awesome.
Straight towards this way. This way, towards
the
den of iniquity.
Oh, shit. Out the wall he goes.
he's coming to you,
so
Omar.
Much that's going
to
be happening.
So,
I can only
right.
hope that he's still alive.
9:30. We've got about an hour yet. Okay. So,
I hope I what?
That you still remember me. So we've been here. We haven't talked to you guys a lot lately. So you... went out searching for a buyer. You ran into this guy, Cyprus, and you kind of talked to him, and he said he could probably arrange something for you. So once you kind of had the lead set on that, then were you going to go to the forge, or did you have other plans, or were you just going to head back to the inn after your business
was
complete? Okay, awesome. Rose, I haven't heard much from you. You've been kind of quiet, sitting there in the corner watching this whole exchange go down. What does a young druid do when she's new in town?
Well, I am from the Great Forest, and I've noticed that my wolves have been getting kind of large.
They have been getting awful large lately.
And I want to know who knows the most about what's going on with them.
Interesting
so
thought.
Who would I go to speak about this?
That sounds interesting.
Look at that roll.
I think let's...
The proprietor of the...
Let's have you roll a charisma-based Defy Danger to ask around.
Charisma.
Ooh, mark experience.
I've never gotten to do that.
You know.
Yeah, you
big
got
wolves
it.
Go.
So I got 2.
Duck into a butcher.
Yeah.
God, I really don't know about those wolves.
Or a chicken farmer.
I don't got no chicken.
I don't know where that wolf comes from.
No. No, you find yourself on the other side of the bridge.
Of friendship. The bridge of friendship.
You're
friendship
over by the score.
Got some balls
right
yourself down there. This time of day.
Hey, that was the good side of town is the south side. Remember? That's where all the not-psycho people are. The north side is where all the crazies are.
The gardeners
where
the of justice are from. That's right.
The malnourished people.
Right, the only problem is that all the housing in the inn is up on the north end with all the crazy people. So, no, you've ended up at the Church of Scorn.
Okay.
Which...
They're weird.
So they're running a hospital.
Okay.
kind of.
Hey, they run a very good hospital. What you looking for?
I'll just grab some pop.
Okay. So, making sure what you're looking for is actually in there. You want to pour me one while you're at it?
Yeah. Me too.
Right up here.
Can't believe that.
There's mine.
Just remember,
you're a level one again.
I know.
So
that doesn't really move my building.
Sorry.
Well, he did just basically walk up and challenge the big bad for the season. like everybody else is jonesing for a piece of that guy, and he had the possibility of taking him out before anybody else even saw him. I was like, oh man, if Aziz just like totally owns this guy, like it could be bad. But
that could
no, it could have been awesome.
It could have been awesome, but everybody else would have been like, what?
What am I gonna do now?
But I wanted him, and I wanted him, and I wanted him.
Omar's just gonna get filthy, stinking rich.
So you've ended up at the Scornite Hospital.
Yes.
And they run actually a really good hospital. They seem especially good at triage. You know, figuring out like you are worth saving and we can save you.
Okay.
They also have a good reputation for also providing people a good death who need it. this is part of the tenets of their religion. So
if you gotta go, it's time.
Yeah. So you're suddenly feeling a little creeped out.
Okay.
And yet very much at home with these guys. Because much like in the natural world, like when it's your time, it's your time. Oh, I can come and get it. No need to deliver. But yeah. So but you're talking to one particular. Scornite, what's his name? What's the name of the priest that you've stumbled into? I can tell you it is not Wesley.
Oh, darn it.
Can it be Lenny?
It can absolutely be Lenny.
Lenny the Scorn Priest. I like him already.
And I have a shot on my nose.
I like it. She was right on top of that, too. Yep. Can it be Lenny?
It can be any name.
She's been. She's had Lenny ready for the last.
She's had that one in the bank.
Yeah. First person I meet.
Lenny.
Dale!
I like Doug. It reminds me of the dog from
Just as you were leaving
the porch.
So, flashback. Just as you're leaving through the wall, you turn a glance over your shoulder and you see out the window Doug.
Back. Wait a minute. Who's Doug?
Doug was the guy who said, "Command me, Lord."
Oh. Lord,
Doug's the true believer. Doug's the one guy in that compound that would listen.
So I think we can bring Doug around.
Doug's coming back.
I think his mom just left him at the daycare and he didn't want her to leave.
Doug is the new Joe.
Joe the dope. That's right.
Yeah, but we didn't know whether or not Joe was actually good or bad the whole time.
Yeah, well, Doug's kind of a mystery right now, too.
I think Doug's a little slow.
Hey, could be. My kids are so where are you going?
You were supposed to command me more.
Okay, back
to Lenny. Back to you and the Score Knights and Lenny.
Lenny.
Lenny the Joe's gonna get whacked by the guy in the diamond suit.
So you're inquiring with them if they've noticed anything about the
wolves.
The wolves.
Yeah.
I got the hiccups now. They have heard occasional anecdotes from some of the people. We've received a couple of patients. Whoa.
Not an edit.
Oh, jeez. That's going to be fun.
That should be whatever you come to the patients with.
Dying.
There's no way I'm putting any Funyuns in with that either.
That's a lethal.
So they've actually had a couple of patients come in that were mauled by wolves. Some of the salt mine workers, actually. And they were hoping to find out some more information about that as well. Do you have anything to share about it? You said the wolves are particularly large these days?
Yes.
We've heard, when they come, the people who come in who were able to talk told tales that seemed almost fantastical in their size. We figured they were simply exaggerating to accentuate the heroism of their tale of survival. But if what you say is true, then something is truly amiss in the natural world. Perhaps we should do something about it.
Yes, we shall. I don't know.
We have a slight problem, perhaps, that you could help us with at the same time.
Okay.
So that's a good story, guys.
Well, it's rather embarrassing. Some of the dead bodies have turned up missing lately. This was the last thing that happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, normally we have sort of a stack out back, you might say.
Did you run out of room in the ground?
Obviously, well, this
no,
is confidential.
No, we stockpile them until we're able to take them out and bury them properly outside of the walls of the city, of course.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we need some place to put them. But lately, when we've gone back to the piles, we've noticed that there's not as many as there were supposed to be. A few of them have gone missing. And in fact, last week, all eight of them were gone. And this was the first time that all of them... Before, it would be like one or two here and there, but now it seems to be getting worse. So...
Don't have any friends.
You know, I don't suppose they could be connected, could they? Could the wolves... I mean, how would they get in the city walls?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wolves inside the city, what a crazy thought. But... who would permit such a thing?
Can my wolves also take a different form?
Can your wolves? I'm sorry, what?
Can the wolves also take a different form? Like where I can shapeshift? Can the wolves?
You've never seen them do it.
Okay.
But that's an intriguing thought, man.
Okay.
In fact, why don't you roll me a discern realities?
Part of our plan when we went after the
over
machine.
Here. Okay. Maybe you could ask some questions as you think about what's going on here.
You want to talk to the wolves in the forest.
Not really.
And have them come in through the sewers and help us in the fight.
So that may or may not happen.
That's 8, right?
That's 6. Or what am I adding?
You're adding.
Yes, 8.
So you get to ask one question.
Okay.
Although I hesitate to say now, actually, what it might have been a spout lore that you were actually reaching for. Spout lore.
Yeah, that's when you just get to say what it is.
Right.
Oh.
Well, spout lore means that I just tell her something that she knows, whereas the certain reality she's trying to study something. So she's not, I mean, like, unless she's trying to tell if this guy is lying, that kind of thing, like, actually it sounds like more of a spout lore that she's doing, in which case the results are the same. It's a 7.
7.
Yes.
You know, you have heard of wolves that can transform into men. They're called werewolves. And now that you think about it...
Or Aziz.
No. She's never heard of that.
He turned into a wolf.
Yeah, a couple times, but she's never heard of no dirty druid from up north.
Oh, Aziz, that guy the den of prostitutes is named after. He must have been a terrible, terrible man.
The inn's
just called the Frozen Druid. I'm sure that's just a clever play on words about the frozen ice thing in the middle of town. That has nothing to do with Aziz, right?
Your first job, Cypress, is to climb up onto the sign outside of the building and paint right dirty in front of Aziz.
I will do
dirty
that.
Dirty Aziz.
All right, carry on.
That's hard to say.
So, you've definitely heard of those.
Okay.
Dirty ass.
And now that you think about it, you may have seen some.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Actually, like, it's like in town.
In town. Okay, gosh.
Tons of
remember the bartender?
Yeah.
Something was not quite right about him. Now you put your finger on it.
Langston, the dirty devil.
Langston?
Yep, I just named him.
No, his name is Kraken.
Oh, yeah.
He has a name, sorry.
Okay. He was named.
Sorry.
Although keep Langston.
I thought he was outside.
That's a great one, though. We gotta save that one. That's a great name.
I thought he was outside.
Langston?
Who?
Well, it's Draken Langston.
Draken is the owner of the inn.
Oh, I thought he was outside.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. He's a pre-existing character. He has a very specific place.
Okay. There he is.
But we definitely have to find a list for Langston now.
Yeah.
Thraken Langston.
Thraken.
We can switch to Langston. That can certainly be another guy in his crew, actually.
Okay. But what have I noticed?
She carries a shillelagh and it just it all fits.
As a bartender.
Is that what she's carrying?
Remember, you noticed there was something unnatural about him? Perhaps he.
Okay.
So,
okay.
There you go. There's something. Okay. So after your business is complete, you were going to head back to Dirty Aziz's?
Yep.
He was
there. Dirty Aziz's.
No, we were at the inn.
No, we're going back to the inn.
We were at the frozen,
already
takes on a late
spoken frozen druid.
Cypress.
Yep. Just Cypress, or?
Yep. No, you just spoke with Cypress, unless you wanted Cypress to arrange a meeting with the buyer. He said he knew a guy.
So this would have been before our conversation.
Right.
Yeah, if that's all that he had told me is, I know a guy, then I'd probably, I want to meet him then.
Okay. So then he probably set up, he'd probably told you,
I kind of know him.
He probably told you to come to Dirty Aziz's that night around 9.
Yeah.
All right. So regardless, I'm going to go back to the inn for a while.
So you're going
to
go, where is Dirty Aziz's?
Oh, everybody knows.
These boys just change names every day.
It's a big... the big neon sign of the ass that shakes back and forth.
I thought it was a narwhal tail.
I thought it was a yeti.
Yeah. Oh. Or a polar bear ass just going. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun.
Then magically turns into a stick.
Alright. So, you two, after discovering that you are. Have common goals. What would be the next step in your plottings?
I appreciate the fact that you have offered me a sizable monetary reward. Here's the situation. These filthy bastards in that compound, the leader of them is the one that has the diamond suit that you are looking for.
Oh, he must pay.
I agree. He is evil, and I cannot tolerate that. All of them in there are evil. I cannot tolerate any of them. We have them cut off, and we have them surrounded. We need information on the inside. However, I know a guy that might be able to help us with that. But it will take probably a substantial amount of money. If you are interested, I think...
Fear not, I have my own sources of... monetary gain.
As he looks over and wonders how long I'm going to let him string along this string of cash that just keeps magically appearing. At some point, he's going to go to pay somebody, and there's not going to be any more in that bag.
Licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.